This is Module 21, Your Angelic Team and Florence's Spiritual Energy. In this module, I'm going to share insight into your angelic team, Florence's spiritual energy, and the energy behind her treatments. When Florence was teaching and lecturing, she would speak the word and perform treatments for people. Her treatments were an energetic container of knowing that whatever the person she was treating for, whatever they wanted to experience, whatever they wanted to be, do, or have, Florence knew that it was already theirs at a higher plane of existence. She held full belief without any doubt. Florence understood that the only way we can have that idea of something is because it already exists. It exists in a higher dimension of the higher self or superconscious self, that place where the superconscious has full awareness. Deepak Chopra teaches that this place is our field of potentiality. When we release that need to hold to belief in lack and limitation, especially limitation, we allow our awareness to expand into this limitless space of our field of potentiality. This is when the idea flashes in and we feel the excitement of being, doing, or having this idea. Whatever flashes into your consciousness is possible because it's already in the space of your awareness of your field of potentiality. So when I say what you wish to experience already exists at a higher plane of existence, I really mean it. And so did Florence. Florence knew with every cell of her being that whatever the person wanted was already theirs. They just needed to believe it, align with that energy of belief, and then flow with the universe to bring it into their reality. So the energy of Florence's belief never wavered. No matter what the person wanted, she knew the money, the home, the relationship, the business, the experience, the closer connection with God, whatever they wanted existed. No question, no doubt, no fear. Just simple, matter of fact, it already existed. It was already theirs. So her treatments and speaking the word were of the energy of this knowing of having already received when there was no sign of it in sight to the human eye. She created a safe container of energetic knowing that held her and the person she was treating for. Because Florence's energy was so anchored, solid, and firm in the knowing, it was easier for her student to achieve that level of belief too. The student would ascend their energetic vibration to that of Florence's complete belief that when they were no longer together physically, the student was able to maintain that awareness of energy. Florence held the power of two with her students and the people she treated for. And when the student stepped to the plate and joined that excited, expectant, powerful energy of awareness, the energy of having already received, they did receive. This program holds that same energetic power of two for you. The spiritual energy of Florence is very much alive and well and is multiplied by your angels and me. We know that whatever it is you wish to transform in your life, whatever it is you wish to create in your life, no matter what it is, no matter what you have or have not done, no matter what your financial situation is, no matter what your background is, no matter where you live, you have the ability to experience as your reality everything that brings your heart joy in whatever form that is. All that makes up your square of life, wealth, love, health, perfect self-expression, and everything in between is yours. This program is a safe container of that belief energy. So what is the energy that's between you and waking up with excitement and joy in the morning? Is it an energy you can put into words? If not, ask your angels to help you follow the breadcrumbs of the energy, identifying it with words to strip the energy's power so you can heal it. We're all as an onion, and as we grow and expand our awareness, we peel back the layers of suppressed pain and fear, and that fear comes forward, not to punish, freak us out, or drag us back, but to be healed, to set us free. And healing it does just that. Healing suppressed energy of negative beliefs opens the way to freely expand even more beautifully into joy, love, and light. To be, do, and have more joy, more love, more light as your daily experience. You're already working with Florence's energy, whether you know it or not. As a follower of her teachings, she's with you. Her energy is quiet and matter-of-fact, yet comforting and supportive. If you know Florence's energy already, you'll enjoy this opportunity to ask her questions and take your connection with her to a higher level. If you're unaware of her energy, I'm really excited to formally introduce you to her. But before we do that, I want to share with you some insight into working with the energy of the people who lived in human bodies but now reside in the angelic realm. I'll share with you some of my story in reconnecting and just how simple it really is to connect. Now, I believe that every human spirit has a group, a team, if you will, of angels, guides, teachers, and deceased loved ones who work with us throughout our lives in our human body. Like many of you, I suppressed the ability to communicate with my angelic team as I grew up. And then when I got older and learned about them and felt their love, I wanted to speak with them because I believe our angelic team have a perspective of understanding that we humans simply do not have. Now, when I was in my early 20s, I tried to figure out how to reconnect with them, but really didn't get anywhere with it. I didn't make that connection. It just didn't seem to be working. I'd try to meditate and fall asleep. And then when my daughter Jessie was in elementary school, we received some disturbing news about a friend. We were both terribly upset, and when we stopped crying, Jess went downstairs to get something out of the dryer. We were alone in the apartment, but she clearly heard a female voice say, "Hello." She came running back upstairs, totally freaked out. And that voice was my great-grandmother, Jessie's great-great-grandmother, trying to comfort her. When I explained this to Jessie, she was comforted, but she really didn't want to talk with Grandma Haley that way. But I did. I thought, if Grandma Haley could talk with Jessie, then she could sure talk with me. So I read books about communicating with deceased loved ones. I tried to connect with her and other deceased relatives through meditations, and sometimes it worked. I spoke with them, and those connections, oh my God, they were amazing. And I can still remember them today as clearly as they were in those original moments of connecting. But most of the time, I just fell asleep. And then my cousin Vicky was diagnosed with terminal cancer. My dear grandmother Laura visited Vicky a lot, and she shared with me how hard it was on Vicky's dad. He was really struggling with the fact that his daughter was dying, and he didn't want to accept it. Then one night, not long after Grandma told me this, I was wakened from a sound sleep by laughter. And in my mind's eye, I could see Vicky and my great-grandma Haley in a beautiful garden of yellow roses. They were talking and laughing, and I was so excited to see them, and they were excited to see me. And Vicky told me to tell her father that she was exuberant. And she told me this several times to make sure I got it. And to be honest, up to that point, I had never even used the word exuberant to describe anything. It just wasn't a word that I used. And then she told me to tell my grandmother, Laura, that she loved her. And I asked her if she wanted me to tell her mother anything, and she said, she already knows. And Vicky had never seen my daughter, but she told me that Jessie was beautiful. Well, I thought that maybe Vicky had passed during the night, but she didn't. But she did pass a few days later. And Vicky's brother wrote her obituary and stated that Vicky had lived an exuberant life. He didn't know about the conversation that Vicky, great grandma Haley, and I had in the middle of the night, 1,000 miles away, but he used the same word that Vicky did. When I finally spoke with Vicky's mother, I asked her what Vicky's favorite flower was. It was yellow roses. When I think back about this experience, it's as clear as it was when it happened. And this is how to know when you talk with a deceased loved one that that experience was real. Sharing this with you right now, it's like that experience just happened. It's that clear. And when that happened, I had no more doubts about my ability to communicate with those of the angelic realm. I knew I could really do it. And then on Halloween in 2005, something unexpected happened. My dad was in open heart surgery when my mom called and said there was a problem. I was sitting at my desk in Colorado, and he was in a hospital, again, 1,000 miles away. I closed my eyes and set my intention to talk with him. And next thing I knew, our higher selves, our spirits, met over the operating table. We talked for a few minutes about what was going on with the doctors and other things, and then I heard a flat line. Daddy's body died. And we talk about this experience and so many others in Waiting in the Other Room, the book that Daddy and I wrote together and published in 2009, 4 years after his death. Now, when Daddy died, my dear friend Barbara Mark, co-author of Angel Speak, shared with me that one of her deceased friends told her from the angelic realm that the physical body dying is simply a breath, an exhale of breath out of the body into spirit form. The body simply being the vessel that houses our spirit here on Mother Earth. Well, in the spring of 2006, Barbara was diagnosed with cancer, and she died that summer. Her sister Trudy called me early that morning to let me know, and after talking with her, I walked into my office and stood in the center of the room looking around, and I said out loud, "Well, I guess I should get some work done today." And then as clearly as I'm speaking right now, I heard Barbara laughing, and she said, "If you can't take off on the day your best friend dies, then when can you?" Oh my gosh, of course, Barbara. I grabbed a pen and paper and wrote down everything she said. She was so excited. She said, "Kate, I was right when I told you that dying is just a breath out of the physical body into spirit. There's no pain, only love. And the love, oh, Kate," she said, "the love here is more than the human mind can take in. You become love. There are no human words to fully convey how profound it is." Barbara was ecstatically happy. Communicating with the spiritual essence of those who once lived in human bodies is a gift. It's a gift we give to ourselves and to them. Daddy says it's like applause, and they just can't get enough of it. And my experience has been that I've never spoken to a human spirit that was unhappy. My dad suffered from severe depression before he died, and now, every time I see him, he's smiling and happy, even when I'm not. And when my cousin Vicky was dying, she and Grandma Haley were happy and laughing. Barbara was ecstatic when she first came to see me and has been every time since. And what I've learned is that we're communicating with the angelic realm, with our angelic team, all the time, every moment of every day. And each of us take in that communication in our own way. We may have a feeling or knowing within, or a nudge, or we may hear them or see them in our mind's eye. And the reason we're not consciously aware of these angels and guides communicating with us is because they've been with us since before we were born. So their energy feels like it's a part of us, like our heart. We all have a heart, and it's working. It's beating. But we don't feel it beating all the time. Same with our angelic team. They're always with us. But we don't always feel them as a separate energy. They feel like us. That's why many times when we do a meditation together, I'll ask them to come in close. So you'll feel the shift of energy in the room to that higher vibration of love. In The Game of Life, Florence states, "In the world thought, there is tribulation, but Jesus Christ said, 'Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.' The world thought is that of sin, sickness, and death. Jesus saw their absolute unreality and said, 'Sickness and sorrow shall pass away, and death itself, the last enemy, be overcome.' That enemy of fear." Now, a short biography is sometimes included in Florence's books that speaks of her dying alone in her apartment. And then it says, "And on that note, the story ends." But not really. Many thousands more than those Florence Govelshin reached in person have made her life a very real part of theirs. Is it too much to suggest that in and through them she continues to play the game of life? Well, rest assured, Florence was not alone. She fully understood the connection humans have with the angelic realm, and she lived her life path as one with God. She had fully reconnected with the source of her life force energy, and the reason her physical body died was because she had completed her mission this lifetime on Mother Earth, and she was ready to go home. She was and still is a remarkable metaphysical teacher with a true gift of holding the safe space for us, you and me, to look deeply within and face the fears of this lifetime as well as the fears of past lifetimes. In the Who Was Florence Govelshin section in the beginning of the Game of Life workbook, I suggest asking yourself, what would Florence do in this situation? And to not be surprised when you receive a sign, or a lead as Florence calls it, to guide you. Because Florence now has the ability to be omnipresent, meaning her spiritual essence can be with each one of us at the same time. Florence's spirit is very much alive, well, and active, supporting us here on Mother Earth. In 2006, after implementing Florence's teachings for over 10 years, the energy of her spirit came to me, just like my dad does. and told me she wanted me to write an e-course based on the Game of Life. And I thought that was a fantastic idea. So we went to work. She chose which chapter we worked on first. And it wasn't chapter one. We had 3 chapters left when she disappeared. I asked my guides, where did she go? And they told me I had some physical world experiences to get through before we could finish. Well, that did not sound good for me. And it was not. The experience rocked my life to its foundation, but I continued working with my guides and using Florence's simple teachings to manage my energy, and I got through it. On the other side of the experience, Florence came back, and we completed the final 3 chapters, and my community loved the e-course. Then in 2009, she came back and wanted me to put the e-course into workbook format. And again, I was totally on board with that, so we did. We self-published the first workbook, just like she did in 1925. Then in 2010, DeVos and Company offered me a contract to publish it, and we accepted. They were also the first ones to publish Florence's book after she self-published it. It took them 3 years to put it in my hand, but finally in January of 2014, the new Game of Life workbook made its debut. And here we are. Florence and an entire team of angels are working behind the scenes to introduce and reintroduce people to her simple, timeless teachings. For those who want to transform their lives more quickly with a human hand of support, whether physically or as a self-study, I've created several programs, classes, and masterminds. In 2010, when the first workbook came out, I presented a program based on it, and people wrote to me telling me how they felt Florence's energy with them, helping them. Well, Florence helped me to deliver that program. I was so nervous. That was the first time I had presented any kind of program, even before my radio show. I had never done anything like that, and I would sit there moments before the program started, and I'd have sweat rolling down both sides. I was a mess, and then I noticed that Florence was sitting on the end of the desk, filing her nails, and she did that before every call, and I calmed down. She's with you to help you. Students of the Game of Life Mastery Program have shared with me how Florence has come to them in dreams, in meditations, as well as working directly with them consciously. You may not communicate with Florence or those of the angelic realm the same way I do, and that's okay. Just simply allow yourself to experience whatever you experience. You may see a vision or experience in your mind's eye, like a movie trailer or movie itself. You may see images or pictures. You may see Florence as an energy or light. Or you may see her as she looked while living in her human body. You may even see her as a geometric shape. You may hear whispers inside or outside your head, whispers of love and light. Or you may simply have a knowing in your heart of the communication. Again, simply allow yourself to experience whatever you experience. Oh, and if your deceased relatives are like mine, one or more of them may hijack your experience so they can talk with you. I had that happen once during a live program that I was presenting. You gotta love live programs. So just allow yourself to experience whatever you experience, and we'll just ask the angels to hold you in love and light and allow only those of the light to communicate with you. Now, with all this being shared, please go to the bonus section, get quiet, and immerse yourself into meeting Florence's spiritual energy. Be open to Florence's calm, assertive energy. She has a rather extreme sense of humor. I know you'll love it. Ask her and your angels to work with you every day, and they will. So this completes Module 21. After listening to the Meet Florence guided journey, go to the worksheet.